This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Games almost every week as well.
Yeah.
I don't know that I put 100% stock into what he's saying. I also don't I don't know you can dismiss it on this game.
I can. The last part was bananas. I love you, Ross. That last part was... What? Yeah, Vision thinks they have the formula for this?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's how you feel when you've won three straight of these games.
They're 21-point dogs.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a four-point game where it's like, oh, Ohio State seems like the better team, but I don't know. When these two teams meet, you throw out the record books. It's 21 points, Nick.
I think
do you know the line that Vegas had on Alabama and Vanderbilt when they met and then Vanderbilt beat Alabama?
What was that?
23. Okay, like that's the territory we're living in. It would be have to be a Vanderbilt over Alabama style upset is the same territory that Vegas is living in right now. Like it's not apples and oranges.
I'm really thinking about taking Michigan in the points.
That is well, okay, and the points. You're taking the 21 points.
Yeah. I think this will be a one score game.
Ross is putting up the idea that Michigan has some sort of formula. They spend their whole season working on it, ergo. If I'm Ohio State fan, I have to be clinching about this one, and I just don't see it, guys.
Yeah, but see, I think that's where Ohio State is too.
They should be.
No, they shouldn't.
Yes, they should.
No, because this
have you
is,
watched Michigan play
no,
football?
No, this is how Michigan got back into this, is because you had absolute hubris that you were the greatest program ever.
No. In this instance, you can't against Oregon in the Big Ten title game. You won't in the playoff games at all. Michigan has the 130th pass offense in the entire country.
Yeah, so they run the ball.
They can't move the ball. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
They're a broken team against an Ohio State defense that is top five in basically every defensive category you can try.
And let me ask you, where's the strength in Ohio State? It's the defense, right? Has their offense been elite?
Do they have a much better quarterback than Will Howard?
Leaps and bounds better quarterback than Will Howard. Answer the question,
they don't
please.
Need to be elite. Michigan's offense, as I said, their pass and offense is 130th in the country.
Are they playing Michigan's offense or are they playing Michigan's defense?
You act like Michigan's defense is great. Michigan's defense isn't great.
It's better than their offense. They're good.
They're at least a top 20 defense. It's a good defense.
Okay. So I think that like...
You got players everywhere on that Ohio State team though.
Yeah, and it hasn't led to the... Like, with this kind of talent that they have in the offense, it hasn't led to an elite offense. It's a really good offense.
I don't know that Michigan can score more than 10 points in this game.
That's why the defense is super important.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting here. So the bet you're making is that Ohio State's offense... which I feel like has been much better in the past few weeks, you just don't think they can score at all on Michigan?
Score 31.
You don't need to.
No, my point is, if they score 10, then to cover, you have to score 31 or more.
No, you're playing with the cover. If you want to play for them to cover, that's a totally different game.
Okay,
different game.
What I mean is...
Like, Ross is saying they're legitimately in contention to win the game.
Yeah, real quick. What I mean is, for you to lose the bet if you take Michigan in the points, if Michigan can score 10...
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that's what I'm... Okay, then what are you talking about?
I'm talking about straight up. That's what Ross was talking about.
Yeah, I still think it's a closer game than you think. This is... Most throw the record books out, that kind of... And most of that is made up crap. this really has been the game that most of the time has lived up to that, outside of like five really bad years. I don't think Ohio State's blowing them out. I hope I'm wrong. I would love it. After the last 3 years, I would love it in a way. I'll say on air on Monday, you were right if that's the case. I don't think it's a blowout.
I think the talent on the two sides is it's vast and it's different.
Because you know what scares me? It's never been about the talent with Ohio State. It's they think they accomplish things. There's something about Ryan Day's Ohio State that at points has had, and not necessarily again, they don't have the bad loss to Indiana or Purdue or somebody like that, but what they have done is they've had games that are closer than they should be because they thought, oh, we're just going to walk in there and run away. And they've done that with some of the top five matchups as well.
You've had a lot of really good Michigan teams that Ryan Day's had to play. It's three top five teams that he's had to play that he's lost to. Like, it's not like it is a completely different Michigan team than he's played in the previous 3 years.
216-474-0092. So Ross Tucker calls this a dangerous game for Ohio State. Do you agree? I will say 21 points is a very heavy line for this game. Devin Bush. Used to play in Pittsburgh, used to play for Michigan, but now Cleveland Browns linebacker next on 92.3 The Fan.